निधियानुभावये। पादादियावदसिताम् गदावृत जितम् जितम् स्थानमपोयधार्ये परम् परम् सुद्यति धीर यथा यथा एकेकाशो ज्ञानी धियानुभाव्ये पादादियावदसितम् गदावृत जितम् जितम् स्थानमपोयधार्ये परम् परम् सुद्यति धीर यथा यथा एकेकाशो ज्ञानी धियानुभाव्ये पादादियावदसितम् गदावृत जितम् जितम् स्थानमपोयधार्ये परम् परम् सुद्यति धीर यथा यथा धियानुभाव्ये पादादियावदसितम् गदावृत जितम् जितम् स्थानमपोयधार्ये परम् परम् सुद्यति धीर यथा यथा एकैकशोऽङ्गान्द्रियानुभाव्ये तादियावत्सितम् गदावृत जितम् जितम् स्थानमपोयधार्ये परम् परम् सुद्यति धीर यथा यथा एकैकशो ज्ञानि धियानुभावये तादादियावदसितम् गदावृत जितम् जितम् स्थानमपोयधार्ये परम् परम् सुद्यति धीर यथा यथा।
माताजी
एकैकशो ज्ञानी धियानुभावयेत् पादादियावस्थितम् पदावृत जितम् जितम् स्थानमपोयधार्येत् परम् परम् सुद्यति धीर यथा यथा।
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। एकैकाश वन टू वन और वन आफ्टर अनदर अंगानी लिम्स धिया बाय अटेंशन अनुभावयेत मेडिटेट अपॉन पादादि लेग्स यावत अंटिल असितम स्माइलिंग गदावृत द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड जितम जितम ग्रेजुअली कंट्रोलिंग द माइंड स्थानम प्लेस अपोय लिविंग धारयेत मेडिटेट अपॉन परम परम हायर एंड हायर शुद्ध्यति प्योरिफाइड the intelligence yatha yatha as much as translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The process of meditation should begin from the lotus feet of the Lord and progress to His smiling face. The meditation should be concentrated upon the lotus feet, then the calves, then the thighs, and in this way, higher and higher. The more the mind becomes fixed upon the different parts of the limbs, one after another, the more the intelligence becomes purified. Purport. The process of meditation recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam is not to fix one's attention on something impersonal or void. The meditation should concentrate on the person of the Supreme Godhead, either in His Virat Rupa, the gigantic universal form, or in His Sachidananda Vigraha, as described in the scriptures. There are authorized descriptions of Vishnu forms, and there are authorized representations of deities in the temples. Thus, one can practice meditating upon the deity, concentrating his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord and gradually rising higher and higher up to His smiling face. According to the Bhagavad school, the Lord's rasa dancing is the smiling face of the Lord. Since it is recommended in this verse that one should gradually progress from lotus feet up to the smiling face, we shall not jump at once to understand the Lord's pastimes in rasa dance. It is better to practice concentrating our attention by offering flowers and tulsi to the lotus feet of the Lord. In this way, we gradually become purified by archana process. We dress the Lord, bathe Him, etc., and all these transcendental activities help us purify our existence. When we reach the higher standard of purification, if we see the smiling face of the Lord or hear the rasa dance pastimes of the Lord, then we can relish His activities. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, the rasa dance pastimes are delineated in the 10th canto, chapter 29-34. The more one concentrates on the transcendental form of the Lord, either on the lotus feet, the calves, the thighs, or the chest, the more one becomes purified. In this verse, it is clearly stated, the more the intelligence becomes purified, which means the more one becomes detached from sense gratification. Our intelligence in the present conditioned state of life is impure due to being engaged in sense gratification. The result of meditation on transcendental form of the Lord will be manifested by one's detachment from sense gratification. Therefore, the ultimate purpose of meditation is purification of one's intelligence. Those who are too engrossed in sense gratification cannot be allowed to participate in archana or to touch the transcendental form of Radha, Krishna or Vishnu deities. For them, it is better to meditate upon the gigantic Virat Rupa or the Lord as recommended in the next verse. The impersonalist and the voidist are therefore recommended to meditate upon the universal form of the Lord, whereas the devotees are recommended to meditate on the deity, worship in the temple. Because the impersonalists and the voidists are not sufficiently purified in their spiritual activities, archana is not meant for them.
Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale Svayam rupa kadamaiham dadati svapadantikam Vandeham shri guru shri utapadakamalam Shri gurun vaishnavamsha Shri rupam sagrajatam Sahagna ragunatanvitam tam sajivam Savadetam savadutam parijana sahitam Krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, we welcome you all to daily Srimad Bhagavatam class at Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. First of all, I would like to thank the temple management for giving me this opportunity to purify myself and do some little study of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, very grateful to the temple authorities. And I seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here and whoever is online, probably please bless me so that whatever I can speak is for my purification. And if at all, if helps you, it's a high product. So, there are wonderful speakers who spoke on this second canto, second chapter just started. And we are on the 13th verse. I forgot his name. Is Srikant Krishna or I know his earlier name, Srikant Prabhu. He's been very wonderful class that he gave and very beautifully explained about how the material energy is so powerful. And he gave this wonderful example of in his village they have farming, and they raise the goats or the sheep and feed them very nicely for 3 months. The sheep, the little know that will be sent to the slaughterhouse. And after that very wonderful class given by Sridhama Sakha Prabhu on the beautiful descriptions of Paramatma and very, very wonderful things. And of course, after that, wonderful speakers like Chaitanya Charan Prabhu and yesterday Dayal Chandra Prabhu and very, very wonderful classes were given. So I just want to do a little bit of a recap, which is, I felt is very interesting. So this chapter actually starts with Brahmaji regaining his consciousness by meditating on the Virata Rupa. And he recreates the entire universes, right? The entire creation happens again because he regained his consciousness. After that, I think some of the verses I felt were very heavy, where Sukhdev Goswami is one after describing that how one should live with the bare necessities and not waste time for unnecessary necessities and focus on self-realization. So yesterday it just struck me that we were taking prasad and realized that were there any restaurants 50 years ago or 40 years ago? Probably not in the cities, what to speak of the villages. Even today, some of the villages you don't find restaurants. At the max you find some farsan or some sweet shop, but you don't find restaurants. So probably if you see the lifestyle 50 years ago, practically no option to go to restaurants, no option to select vehicles. Practically there were bullock carts, that's it, right? There is no option to select vehicles. There were no options to select your toothbrush or toothpaste. You just had that datun and that's it. You don't have to worry about where will I get this toothpaste is over or things like that. Neemka datun hai aap or koi bhi other datun, you just have it and you are wonderful, right? There are no variations or the varieties of clothing, isn't it? We see our grandparents or maybe great-grandparents, they were just having dhoti kurta, white dhoti kurta, right? There is no, every day they have a different coloring kurta or a coloring dhoti like that. And what to speak of entertainment? There were no varieties of entertainment. Huh? And just see the irony is, they did not have to go through the seminars for parenting. They did not have to go through the seminars of how to overcome depression, how to live a stress-free life, detox. They did not have to go through any of these things. And here, you have varieties of vehicles, varieties of clothing, varieties of restaurants. Huh? varieties of entertainment, the number of OTT platforms is just keep on increasing. And what do we have? We have a truck or boat load of problems which were not existing before. So this very much exemplifies how Bhagavatam is so clear. Because at that time the entertainment was nothing but discussing the pastimes of Ramayana, discussing the pastimes of Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam and things like that. And they were living with the bare necessities, not like, you know, wasting time going to the shopping mall and figuring out. We were shopping and like, and I admit myself is addicted to this modern lifestyle. We were in the Reliance Mart and one simple person came there. And probably his wife sent him, just go and get something, few things probably. She has given the description, okay, get the toothpaste, get brush, get a, bartan manjane ka sabun, ye wo leke aana hai. So he came there and he just looked at, so many varieties of, sabun, so many varieties of toothpaste. So he called up his wife and in such an innocent way, he said, what is this? Where you have sent me? It is, I'm completely confused and I'm getting a headache. Because there are so many varieties, so I don't know what to choose from. It is so confusing. So that's why we see that how Srimad Bhagavatam is so effective. So if we, it's not that we cannot go back to the, 50 years back. But nonetheless, if we can reduce our unnecessary necessities, then probably we'll be better off spending time for the most important thing that Srila Prabhupada always emphasized, that if you have got the human form of life, spend it to become self-realized soul. Right? And then continuation after that, there are beautiful verses glorifying and beautifying the forms of Paramatma. Was such a wonderful descriptions of Paramatma given in that. And today we are reading the 13th verse, so I'll just read the translation one more time. The process of meditation should begin from the lotus feet of the Lord and progress to His smiling face. The meditation should be concentrated upon the lotus feet, then the calves, then the thighs, and in this way, higher and higher. The more the mind becomes fixed upon the different parts of the limbs, one after another, the more the intelligence becomes purified. So here, there are two important theme I could gather from this verse. One is about the lotus feet of the Lord, and the second thing is the deities. Right? So, the lotus feet of the Lord. So first I thought let me just find out and I can impress the audience by figuring out that, how many places the Lord's lotus feet have been glorified or referred to. So I started to find different references, bhajans and stuff like that, and then finally I had to give up because there are millions of places where Lord's lotus feet has been glorified. So you can imagine how important to worship the Lord's lotus feet. What does it represent? It represents nothing but a shelter, isn't it? It gives you the shelter because we are burning in the scorching heat of material world, and the only thing which can help us is the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the only shelter we have. That is why we see that many, many acharyas and many, many scriptures just go on glorifying the lotus feet of the Lord. And when we talk about lotus feet of the Lord, the very first thing that comes to my mind is about the beautiful pastime of Lord Ramachandra. So Lord Ramachandra has been asked to go to Vanvas for 14 years. And he comes to the bank of River Ganga. And he wanted to cross the River Ganga. And who does he find at the bank of River Ganga? A boatman. And what was his name? His name was Kevat. So he approaches Kevat along with Mother Sita and Brother Lakshman and asks Kevat that, "Oh boatman, can you help me cross this River Ganga, because we want to go to the other side of this river." And the boatman looked at Lord Ramachandra, and of course he knew who is he. And Kevat, because he has been meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, his intelligence was very purified, as it is explained here. His intelligence was completely purified. So now see the exhibition of the intelligence of Kevat. It's an amazing exhibition of intelligence. What did he tell Lord Ram? Oh, I know who are you. You are the son of Dashrath, and you have been asked to go to Vanvas for 14 years. And I know, while winning Mother Sita in Swayamvar and coming back from Mithila, right, I know that you are wandering with Vishwamitra Muni, and you touched upon with your feet one of the stone, and that stone turned into a beautiful lady, Ahalya. So now, I know your glories, O Lord Ram, but I have a problem. I am a very poor man. I have one wife, and somehow that I am maintaining my family with whatever I have. But you want to cross over the river Ganga, then you have to put your lotus feet in my boat. And what if my boat turns into another lady? I have a tough time managing one wife. If there is another lady coming in my life, it will be very difficult. My life will be doomed. So please be merciful on me. I cannot take you across river Ganga. So Lord Ram was perplexed. Mother Sita was perplexed. Lakshman was not perplexed. What he was? He was angry. He said, what is this? Ram calmed him down, saying, let me deal with him. So he said, what is the problem? Aisa nahi hoga. Don't worry. Your boat will not turn into another lady. Don't worry. Because I walked all the way from Ayodhya to here, to Prayagraj. Did you see everywhere I am walking and my feet, I am coming barefoot and my feet must have touched many, many stones. Do you see everywhere like, you know, the lady started springing up? No, right? So please believe me that your boat will not turn into another lady. Have faith. No, sir. Sorry. I cannot believe that. It's not your feet. The problem is the dust of your lotus feet. So Ram gave up, saying that I need to cross Mother Ganga. So he now surrendered to Kevatji and says, okay, what do you want? Tell me the solution by which I can cross Ganga. So there is only one solution. I have to wash your lotus feet thoroughly. There should not be a single dust on your lotus feet. That is the only way I can have you cross Ganga, so that my boat will not turn into another lady. See the intelligence. Why? Because he has been meditating upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Not by intelligence is having all this different gymnastic of doing different things to the mind. Just by meditating on the lotus feet, your intelligence can be purified. And you can have such a wonderful exchanges with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is so wonderful. And then the dream come true for Kevatji, right? He took the Lord's lotus feet and started bathing it very nicely, massaging and at the same time, like, you know, bathing again and again. He said, I want to make sure there is not a single dust is there. So bathing it for a long time. And in front of Lord Ram, he drank the Charanamrit. And he distributed the Charanamrit to his family members as well. Now, there were two other personalities were there, Mother Sita and Lakshman. They were also wondering that Kevatji khud to piya, family ko bhi pilaya, humko bhi to thoda dena chahiye na charnamrit. So they were looking at Kevat with that eagerness, ki abhi to dega hume. But Kevat was not giving them any drop of a charnamrit. And there is a reason behind it. Because in the previous life, Kevatji was a tortoise. In the ocean where Lord Vishnu resides. So somehow or other this tortoise swimming and dur se unhone this beautiful lotus feet of Lord Vishnu he saw. And he got so attracted. So he just swam
very close to this lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And he wanted to touch that lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And who massages the lotus feet of Vishnu? Lakshmiji. And who is very close to Vishnu other than Lakshmiji is Sheshanag. Right? So as soon as Lakshmiji and Sheshanag saw that turtle coming very close to Lord's lotus feet, Lakshmiji shoo away the turtle, and at the same time, this Sheshanag was hissing very heavily and scaring this turtle to go away from there. So how can this same turtle who is now Kevat is going to give this Charanamrita to these two wonderful personalities, who is none other than Sita, Mother Sita, and Lakshmanji. So it's a very beautiful, this pastime. So I thought I would like to share with you. The second pastime comes very related to the lotus feet of the Lord, because our today's theme is more onto this lotus feet. So another beautiful pastime comes is Kaliyadaman. Right? So all these Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya, they were in distress that why our husband is not a devotee of Lord? Why is he doing all these nonsensical things? Why is he so proud? So they were praying to the Lord that, oh my Lord, please give your ultimate mercy to our husband. And Lord, sure enough, hears the prayers of sincere devotees. Right? So when Kaliya was really poisoning the lake and the cows were getting affected, then Krishna thought it's enough. Now I must definitely teach a lesson to Kaliya. And then there is a wonderful, wonderful pastime. We cannot go so much in detail because there are so many other things that I would like to talk about. But then in this whole pastime, how Krishna plays with Kaliya so wonderfully. And Kaliya thinks that I want to fight with Krishna. But Krishna was just playing with this snake. And Balramji was standing. And all the other Brajavasis were having their heart in the mouth. Because what will happen? Because they knew Kaliya is so poisonous, so deadly snake. But Balramji is thinking that he sleeps on the Sheshanag. What is this water snake that is going to do my brother Krishna? And then Krishna was playing. And finally Krishna jumped on the hood of thousand hoods of Kaliya. And then he performed the best dance ever. Right? On that slippery surface of Kaliya's hood. It was so wonderful. And while Krishna was dancing, what happened? Kaliya actually got the footprint, the lotus footprint on his head. And see this wonderful thing, when Kaliya was completely subdued and he started glorifying Lord Sri Krishna, and then Lord Krishna came down and having a conversation with Kaliya, and Kaliya was saying, oh my Lord, what can I do to serve you? So Krishna told him that you should go away from here, go to some other place. So Srila Prabhupada explains that he goes to Fiji and that's where he resides. But then before leaving, Kaliya asked one very important thing or a question to Sri Krishna. He said, my dear Lord, I will go wherever you ask me to go. But I have only one fear. I have a fear of your devotee, Garudji. Because wherever I go, I fear him so much. So he said, do not worry. Wherever you go, and if Garudji comes near you, as soon as he will see my lotus footprint on your head, he will do no harm to you. He will do no harm to you. So this is another lesson we see, that anyone who takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, they become completely fearless. They become completely fearless. That is why this wonderful song, Bhajahu Remana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanar Vindare. One who takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, that person becomes completely fearless. Completely fearless. And one final pastime I would like to share with you, and then we'll discuss a little bit about the deities as well. On the lotus feet, the beautiful pastime, and I'm very grateful to the temple management for giving me this opportunity, and happened to be this verse about the lotus feet of the Lord. So I thought, what is another wonderful pastime which glorifies the lotus feet of the Lord? So I think so much talked about the lotus feet is none other than that pastime of Lord Vamanadeva. Isn't it? Because he asked for the three steps of land. And then wonderful pastime that happens, that how the lotus feet is being accepted by devotee in such a wonderful way. So I felt that is a wonderful pastime. And this is the first time I confess that I read that entire passage. Of course, I did not go through the purports, but I read each and every translation right from the 8th canto, 18th chapter till the 23rd chapter. And I humbly request whoever has not read, or even if you have read, you please read it again. It is so beautiful. It is so wonderful. It is no less than a Hollywood blockbuster. Believe me, it is such an amazing story with an amazing dialogues. Right now we are just having only special effects. But in this movie of Vamana Dev, you will not just have the special effects, but you will have the wonderful dialogues, the most amazing dialogues that I have ever read. It is so wonderful. So I'd like to share a few of these aspects of this pastime. So Lord Vamana Dev comes to rescue the demigods, because everything they have lost to the demons under the leadership of Bali Maharaj. So Vamana Dev took birth in the home of Kashyapa and Aditi, and then when he was small enough, very dwarf, he comes to the arena where Bali Maharaj was performing yagya. So when Bali Maharaj was performing yagya, Lord Vamana Dev walks into this arena, and there are beautiful verses glorifying the beauty of Vamana Dev, and also the glorification of Lord Vishnu is also there by none other than Bali Maharaj. So he was glorifying the form of Vamana Dev and welcomes him with such a pleasing words. And we see that Vamana Dev also reciprocates with Bali Maharaj equally, saying that, O king of the demons, O Bali Maharaj, you have very, very wonderfully welcomed me with the proper Vedic hymns. So I'm very grateful to you. And then see the beauty of Lord Vamana Dev, how he plays the background for Bali Maharaj. What he says, that I know who are you. You are the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. And I have seen in your dynasty, nobody has ever allowed anybody to go empty-handed. Or nobody in your family dynasty had broken a promise once given. So, Vamana Dev is making all the scene because he's going to ask something which he doesn't want Bali Maharaj to back out from. Right? So, he glorifies so much that your truthfulness is amazing, your dynasty is amazing, where no one has allowed Brahmana to go empty-handed, and you have never broken promise and things like that. In fact, he glorifies Vamana Dev. I was amazed to see and amazed to read that Lord Vamana Dev glorifies Hiranyaksha. He said, your dynasty, there is a Hiranyaksha who is an amazing fighter. There was no equal to him, so he actually had to find Vishnu to fight with him. And then finally, with a great endeavor, Vamana Dev says, with great endeavor, Lord Vishnu could kill Hiranyaksha. And when Hiranyakashipu, this was an amazing, his icing on the cake, he said, when Hiranyakashipu came to know that his brother was killed by Lord Vishnu, he came searching for Lord Vishnu. And just see the beauty of the Lord. The Lord at that time was trying to run away from Hiranyakashipu. And then at one point in time, Lord Vishnu thought that Hiranyakashipu is so much of searching me outside. If I go within his heart, if I hide within his heart, he will not be able to find me. Such an amazing verse. Such an amazing verse, isn't it? That is the, by this, Lord is telling us that the demonic people always look outside. But a person who with the divine nature would like to go inside and look within their heart. So Lord Vishnu was that sure that Hiranyakashipu will never ever look within his heart. He will always look outside. So like that, Lord Vishnu hid. And when Prahlad called for him to save Prahlad, he came out of his heart. And of course, externally we see that he came out of this pillar. And then he explained, Vamana Dev, that I liberated Hiranyakashipu and protected Prahlad Maharaj. So like that, he was like, you know, describing one after another. And then the time comes. So Bali Maharaj says, wonderful. What do you want? So that's where Vamadeva says, I need only 3 steps of land. And then Bali Maharaj says, is that all? You are not an intelligent Brahmana. You are asking for only 3 steps of land, and that too you are a dwarf. How much land will you cover? You are such an unintelligent Brahmana. I give you one more chance. Ask. I can help you. I can give you villages. I can give you kingdoms. I can give you gold. I can give you, like, you know, horses. So many things I can give you. I have a heavenly planet under me. I can give you heavenly planet as well if you want. So it's like, you know, a beggar going to a Mukesh Ambani and says, like, you know, I just need, of course, in Bombay, you cannot say 3 steps of land, right? Because it's also very, very costly. But nonetheless, he goes there and says, like, you know, I just need only 10 paisa. He says, what? I can give you so much, but you're asking for 10 paisa. So like that, Bali Maharaj was in one sense rebuking Vamanadeva. Since you're asking such a stupid thing, just 3 steps of land. He says, yes. And there is a wonderful conversation. And then Vamanadeva justifies that 3 steps of land. He says, I just need only 3 steps. Because I know, even if you give me one island, then what will happen? I will rule over that island, and after that I will require one more island. I will require 2 more islands. So that satisfaction will never come. So one needs to be satisfied with what one has. Otherwise, whatever they get, they will not be satisfied. Even if they get the 3 worlds, still they will not be satisfied. So indirectly, he was telling Bali Maharaj, look at you. You have everything, but you are still not satisfied. I just need only 3 steps of land. And by that time, Shukracharya's antenna went up. And Shukracharya realized that this person asking for 3 steps, something fishy. So then he realizes that this person, this dwarf Brahmana, is none other than Lord Vishnu himself. So what he will do? He will expand himself and he will cover the entire universes, and everything that Bali Maharaj possesses, he will take it away. And if everything that Bali Maharaj loses, and I am being the guru of Bali Maharaj, Shukracharya, I am the being guru of Bali Maharaj, what will I have? I'll have nothing, right? Is there a benefit of being a guru of a beggar? he can't give you anything. Of course, in the spiritual terms, you can, but being a material guru, you will not get anything. So Shukracharya was very afraid. And then Shukracharya gives so many reasons, and he quotes from Shastras to Bali Maharaj, saying that you should take back your promise. Because he is none other than Vishnu, and he will take away everything. And not just that, he will cover everything in 2 steps, and you will not be able to fulfill your promise, and he will tie you. He will punish you even more. So please take back your promise. At that time, Bali Maharaj, like, is amazing. He pays respects to Shukracharya ji, but saying that there is no way I can take back my promise. And even if he is Vishnu, that is wonderful. Isn't it? The life is meant to offer everything to Vishnu. Because everything will be taken away at one point in time. So why not, while I have it, why not I offer it to him? And like that, he is just glorifying about how one should be truthful. And he glorifies that how one should be so much worried about one's reputation. Not worried about what one possesses, but what is one's reputation. That is very, very important. Because that is what is remaining in this world even after you leave. Isn't it? People don't talk about how much money you had. People will talk about how wonderful this person was. Isn't it? His characteristics, his character. That's what people will remember, and that is what Bali Maharaj is glorifying. That one should be worried about one's reputation, means one's character, and not worry about what one possesses. And after hearing all these things, Shukracharya was perplexed and angry. And what did Shukracharya do? He cursed Bali Maharaj that you will lose everything and you will be punished and you will suffer. Right? Materially. Remember this. And then, sure enough, Vamanadev started expanding. And he covered the entire, like, you know, heavenly planet and universes with one step. And the entire body covered the entire sky. And the second step, he covered all the upper planetary systems. All the upper planetary systems. And that is practically everything he took away what Bali Maharaj was possessing. And then Vamanadev asked, Bali, where do I put my third step? You did not fulfill your promise, so you deserve to be punished. And then Vamanadev asked for Varunadev, and then he ties Bali Maharaj with the rope of Varuna. And then Bali Maharaj was like, you know, folding hand. And at that point in time, Brahmaji comes there. And then looking at the dedication of Bali Maharaj, looking at the integrity of Bali Maharaj, even the demigods started beating drums and showering flour on Bali Maharaj. Can you imagine, the Bali Maharaj were their prime enemy and demigods were showering flowers on him. And then Brahmaji is coming. And even Brahmaji becomes a lawyer of Bali Maharaj. Just see the beauty. No matter who you are, whether you are a demon or the low class or whoever it is, but once you take shelter of the Lord, you become worshipable for even to Lord Brahma. And Brahmaji is taking the side of Bali Maharaj and requesting Vamanadeva that, oh my Lord, you have punished enough Bali Maharaj now. Please release him now. Please do not punish him anymore. So that's how Brahmaji became the lawyer for Bali Maharaj. And sure enough, again Vamanadev asked, Bali, where should I put my third step? You have to fulfill your promise. And that is where Bali Maharaj says, oh my Lord, I have surrendered everything. I have nothing else, but I have my only head to offer at your lotus feet. You please put your lotus feet on my head. Can you imagine the fortune of Bali Maharaj? It's an amazing thing. To have this fortune, you have to have this tapasya as well. This fortune doesn't come just like that. This fortune doesn't come just like that. One has to have an integrity, a character like Bali Maharaj. Right? And then looking at this devotion of Bali Maharaj, looking at the dedication of Bali Maharaj, Vamanadev says, I was trying to test you. So I bless you, Bali Maharaj, that you will become Indra after this lifetime is over. Can you imagine? Lord is giving him the position of Indra, that you will become Indra after this lifetime is over. And while you are in this life, you go to Sutala, which is altogether a different planet, which has never been attacked by anybody, and there are no miseries, nothing. You will have just pure bliss over there. You just reside there and you will have my company as well. I'll accompany you in that Sutala Loka. So can you imagine what happens if one surrenders to Lord Vishnu, lotus feet? It's not like that we want the position of Indra. It's not that the Bali Maharaj was wanting the position of Indra. I'm sure the Bali Maharaj was most happy when he surrendered his head at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Right? So these are the few pastimes I thought I'll share with you all, which is glorifying Lord's lotus feet. Now, coming to the deities, I'm sure most of us have gone to the Vrindavan and we have witnessed this wonderful lecture, the most historical lecture ever given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj at the temple of Sri Sri Gopijana Vallabha, Sri Sri Radha Gopijana Vallabha, over the deities of Ghanshyam Babaji Maharaj, who was the very dear friend of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Right? So if you have not heard that lecture, you have not been there or heard that lecture live, I humbly request that please go and hear that lecture online. It is available in YouTube. You just type in His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj given a class at Gopijan Vallabha, and you will get that lecture, and you hear this lecture. You see the entire audience, everyone in the audience had tears of love in their eyes when they heard this pastime narrated by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So these Gopijan Vallabha were the deities that were found by Ghanshyam Das Babaji Maharaj, and he was worshipping this deity very nice. And when His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj earlier, Richard, when he was searching, that young boy from Chicago, searching for the truth, searching for God, like, you know, comes in contact with Ghanshyam Das Babaji Maharaj, and there is a wonderful pastimes between these two wonderful souls, where, like, you know, Ghanshyam Das Babaji was very old, and he was trying to fetch the water from Yamunaji to serve his deities, Gopijan Vallabha, and he was struggling. And then His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj comes and says, I am young boy, I can carry this water. And tears in his eyes, Ghanshyam Das Babaji says, please, please do not take away this service. It's the only service I have for my deities. Please let me do this service. Can you imagine? It's such an amazing reciprocation that person must be getting from the deities, isn't it? It is not some hallucination. It is not something imagination. It is a real experience that one gets by serving the deities so faithfully. He was getting so much love from the deities that even such an old age, with such a difficulty, it was not at all a difficulty for that old man. It was a blissful service that he was doing. Right? There are so many wonderful things. It was almost 2 hours lecture, so we cannot describe it here. So I request whoever has not heard it, please go and hear that wonderful pastime. Then the very beautiful story of Sakshi Gopal, right? That the deity actually walked all the way to the place where the dispute was happening to become a Sakshi. Huh? So this Sakshi reminds me of one very amazing story there is a temple in Vrindavan called Pagal Baba. So how the Lord becomes a Sakshi, there is another beautiful story where there was one simple man, his name was Bhola. I'll just fast forward a story a little bit because the time is clicking. So, there is a very simple man called Bhola. He has a family and he had a daughter. So, he wanted to get his daughter married and he did not have money. So, us time pe sahukar rehte the, to wahan se jaake he took some loan saying that I will pay you afterwards. And he had young boys also. He said, Papa, you take a loan. Once we grow up, we will pay back the loan once I start earning. So, he goes and, like, you know, sure enough, they earn money and they pay back the loan to that sahukar. And this Bhola is always, whatever he says na, Raghunath ji hai, Raghunath ji ne dekha hai, Raghunath ji kar rahe hai, bas uske man mein aur uske muh pe sirf Raghunath ji, Raghunath ji, Raghunath ji, Raghunath ji, bas wahi chalta rehta hai. So then this sahukar gives a chitti saying that I have received your money, this is a chitti. And he puts that at the desk. And then Bhola was saying, Raghunath ji bas haan, ye chitti main le leta hoon. और वो चिट्ठी लेने जाते हैं तभी वो साहूकार के मन में कुछ कपट आ जाता है और वो बोलता है अरे भोला जरा वो पानी लेके आना. वो पानी लेने जाते हैं तब तक वो चिट्ठी बदल देता है और दूसरी चिट्ठी में कुछ ही और कुछ ही लिख देता है और वो चिट्ठी रख देता है. भोला आके चिट्ठी ले लेता है जाके एंड बाय दैट टाइम ही इज बिकम ओल्ड सो ही वॉज जस्ट लाइक यू नो स्टेइंग एट द टेम्पल ऑफ रघुनाथ जी एंड लाइक वॉट एवर सेवा ही कुड डू एंड देन ही पुट डाउन द चिट्ठी एट द लाइक यू नो रघुनाथ जी सेइंग दैट रघुनाथ जी ये हमने पैसा दे दिया ये आ गया रघुनाथ जी बस आप कृपा करें चल रहा है. एंड देन वन फाइन डे द पुलिस कम्स टू कैच दिस भोला सेइंग दैट यू हैव नॉट पेड बैक द मनी दिस साहूकार हैज फाइल्ड अ केस अगेंस्ट यू. एंड देन पुलिस कम्स एंड टेक्स दिस पर्सन एंड देन यू नो दे वर ट्राइंग टू पनिश बट द जज फाइंड समथिंग फिशी जस्ट फील्स दैट दिस पर्सन इज लुक्स लाइक एन इनोसेंट वेरी सिंपल पर्सन. How can he do like this? But without any witness or without any proofs, he cannot release him just like that, right? So the judge asked him that, do you have any witness? So he was such a bhola, he says, like, you know, Raghunath ji ne sab dekha hai, Raghunath ji hai to. So judge felt that there is somebody named Raghunath in his village who knows about this. So he tells his clerk saying that, आप वो विलेज में जाए, ही अर्जेंस द कोर्ट एंड सेज यू गो टू दिस विलेज, देर मस्ट बी समबडी नेम रघुनाथ, गो एंड फाइल अ समन टू हिम सेइंग दैट ही हैज टू कम टू द कोर्ट एज अ विटनेस. सो ही सर्चेज द एंटायर विलेज, देर इज नोबडी नेम रघुनाथ, एंड देन फाइनली थकाहारा लाइक यू नो ही कम्स टू द टेम्पल एंड देन यू नो ही आस्क्ड द पुजारी, इज देर एनीबडी रघुनाथ हियर. सो ही सेज व्हाट इज दैट टू रघुनाथ, यू नो. सो समहाउ दैट ही टेक्स द चिट्ठी एंड सेइंग अच्छा ठीक है मैं पहुंचा दूंगा. So he sees the chitti and like, you know, he feels that somebody is really in need of my Lord Raghunath. And he offers that summons to Raghunath ji's deity. And says, Raghunath ji, abhi aapke haath mein hai. Aapke bhakt ki laaj aapke haath mein hai. And then he does that. And then, he goes away. And then whenever the hearing was there, that same day, this Pandit ji decorates the deities very nicely, saying, Raghunath ji, aaj to aapko court mein jana hai, to bade taiyar hoke jana hai. He offers a nice bhoga, saying that aap achche se khake bhi jaiye, wahan pe bahar ka khana jamega nahi aapko, to main achche se khila deta hu aapko. And then, sure enough, when the court starts, the witness, there is an old man comes, very old man, aisa fata hua feta rehta hai, aise old man comes, and says, main Raghunath hu, aur main ye bhola ke liye gawahi dunga. So, ये सब हो जाता है, गवाही देते हैं कि ये चिट्ठी आप जाइए वो साहूकार के कबोर्ड में एक रजिस्टर है, वो रजिस्टर में ओरिजिनल चिट्ठी पड़ी हुई है, तो आप वो चिट्ठी लेके आइए. एंड श्योर इनफ द चिट्ठी वॉज देयर एंड इट वॉज रिटर्न दैट द मनी इज रिसीव्ड एंड देन साहूकार वॉज पनिश्ड एंड भोला वॉज रिलीज्ड. बट आफ्टर दैट वेन दिस पर्सन गोज होम, दिस जज वेन ही गोज होम, ही स्टार्ट्स क्राइंग प्रोफ्यूजली लाइक अ स्मॉल चाइल्ड एंड एवरी हिज वाइफ वॉज वंडरिंग क्या हो गया आज आपको. बोलता है नहीं पूछो मत क्या हुआ, आई मेड सच एन ऑफेंस, क्या हो गया. बोलते रघुनाथ जी आए थे, भगवान आए थे हमारे कोर्ट में आज. बिफोर दैट सॉरी आई फॉरगॉट टू टेल यू. सो ही सस्पेक्टेड कि कुछ तो गड़बड़ है, तो ही गोज एंड मीट्स विद भोला के ये रघुनाथ जी कहां, क्योंकि आफ्टरवर्ड ना दिस ओल्ड पर्सन वॉज नॉट टू बी फाउंड. सेज हु इज रघुनाथ. बोलते रघुनाथ जी तो हमारे टेम्पल में रहते हैं. सो देन ही क्लिक दैट ओ माई गॉड, दिस पर्सन हु केम इज नन अदर देन दी Lord Raghunath. And then he started crying profusely and his wife says, be grateful, you should be smiling, you should be enjoying that you got the darshan of Raghunath, which is very rare. But he says he was crying profusely and he said, mere bhagwan khade rahe aur main baitha raha, you know, wo gawahi dete rahe aur main baitha raha. And he like, you know, became so enamored and so bhavuk usme, he left home, he came to Vrindavan, and after that he never used to enter any temple. Wo bahar se hi dandvat karte the and most of the time he used to stand only, he never used to sit. That's why people used to call him pagal hai ye, pagal baba. But that is the real story about this particular person. So there, what I wanted to emphasize, the how the deities can really reciprocate is such an amazing thing. And Srila Prabhupada is such a genius, that Srila Prabhupada gave that experience to each and everyone in this world by opening 108 temples. Because Srila Prabhupada knew that how deities can reciprocate and how the people who are suffering in this world can have the only shelter of the temple. There is no other shelter than the deities. That is why Srila Prabhupada established 108 temples. Srila Prabhupada was in Juhu. And he said, whatever the empty land we have other than the temple, make sure you grow flowers there. And whatever the flowers we have, please decorate the deities with those flowers. So once Srila Prabhupada comes to take darshan of Radharas Bihari ji, I'm sorry, I'll just go maybe 5 minutes extra. Please forgive me. So Srila Prabhupada ji sees the deities and says, who decorated the Radharani today? She's looking so beautiful. And then he asked Siddharth Prabhu, and Siddharth Prabhu humbly said, Srila Prabhupada, I did. Oh, really? Very nice. You have decorated Radharani with so much of flowers, and with those flowers she looks so beautiful. And because she looks so beautiful, she attracts Krishna and keeps him under her control. So continue to dress Radharani with lots of flowers. So I wanted to take an opportunity to thank our my senior godbrother Yuga Avatar Prabhu, who is every day getting flowers for the deities. I'm sure Srila Prabhupada must be very happy with you, Prabhu, that you are helping decorating the deities with the flowers, which is so wonderful. And I'll conclude that today ISKCON has more than 650 temples. That means there are 650 communities across the world who are taking shelter of the deities and getting nourished by the association and by the blessings of these wonderful deities. And I'll conclude with one final thing is, there are so many festivals that we celebrate for the deities. There are so many festivals we celebrate for the deities. In that, deities becomes very pleased, and by celebrating those festivals, we get purified and we also get happiness, isn't it? So many festivals. Recently, Janmashtami went, Radha Ashtami is coming, right? So many Pushpa Abhishek, so many things we celebrate, right? But out of all the festivals, one of my favorite festival is Brahmotsav, which is so beautiful. Everyone comes and offers their heart to the deities, isn't it? And I think that one festival one should not miss, because on that day you will get the most mercy of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ji. Right? It's such an amazing festival. And by that, everyone gets nourished. So Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagawan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I went over time, so please forgive me. So we'll not take questions. Thank you. Hare Krishna.